And okay. Joining us once again from Align Life Ministries, our dear friend Heather Muncy. Good morning again, Heather.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So good to talk with you today.
Oh, we love having you on. We love what you're doing through Align Life. And I know you always bring us great stories about how God is using your ministry. Can you share one or two with us?
Absolutely. If I could share two, one's just not enough. But I just wanted to share a couple stories with you. During an ultrasound, we had an abortion-minded client come in with the father of the baby, and they saw their baby on a scan, so tiny, this little grain of rice tiny, but yet right in the middle of it was this pulsing heartbeat. And both the mom and the dad were like undone by the sight of that. And we didn't even have the sound on, but they just saw it with their own eyes. And it actually brought them to tears. It's just, it was a holy moment because naturally they would know that this is a beating heart that is a sign of life, which we pray that would lead the parents to perhaps wonder about their own beating heart and who created it. And then the holiness of God would just wash over them. So I just ask that, you know, as you're driving into work this morning, just lift them up in prayer. Jesus knows their name. And so we're just excited to see how that was such touching to them. And they came in there abortion minded, but yet all they saw was this little grain of sand, really, or, you know, this little tiny grain of rice, and were just blown away by the heartbeat. So that's just amazing God's story there.
Love that.
And then we had one of our clients was working through post-abortion healing. And she was working on her lesson at home, and what she was learning was really making her cry. And her husband came to her and saw her and said, "Are you okay? Maybe this study is too painful for you." And she says, "No, these are peaceful tears. God is revealing his holiness to me.
Wow.
There is a deep, wonderful spiritual healing that is available to people struggling with past abortion decisions. And it's obvious that through that time, like, God was just revealing himself to her in this real and powerful way. Wow. So those are just a couple of the amazing stories that have been coming through during this time that I just wanted to share with you.
Oh, I just love hearing those stories. Yeah, that's awesome. Heather, one way that our folks can support what you're doing is through your upcoming event that's happening right here at the Junction Center, the Move for Life. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, the Move for Life is going to be an on-site and virtual option to participate. If you participate on-site, it will be a walk, a 1 mile easy walk, a 5K run, or you can participate virtually and do any fun activity of your choice. And then if you would like to come out that morning and join in on the festivities, you're welcome to do that. So what you do, the event is Saturday, May 8th at the Junction Center. You have an awesome campus there. And it's going to be from 9 to 12, rain or shine. And you would register online at AlignLifeMinistries.org to participate in the event. Along with that, we have some new fun things taking place with the event this year. We're having a creative team T-shirt contest, whereas your team can come and create their own T-shirt and have an opportunity to win a prize giveaway through that. And just come out, enjoy the Kids Zone area. It's fun for all ages, kids up to 99 years of age, and features interactive inflatables, a bounce house. We're going to have a photo station there, a prize wheel, and, of course, live entertainment.
That is awesome. Align Life Ministries, Move for Life, happening here at the Junction Center, Saturday, May 8th, 9 a.m. to noon. All the details and how to sign up and get your team involved, AlignLifeMinistries.org. Heather, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much.
We love what Align Life is doing, and we appreciate you sharing that with us.
Well, thank you for having me. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.